up your right hand to the heavens now. Any power assigned to trouble my Israel this year, can you say it loud and clear? You are a liar. Scatter. In the name of Jesus, address the power that is assigned to trouble your Israel. Address that power in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to trouble my Israel this year, your time is up. Your time is up. Masekatera bo shendera bo kopantia. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Say mountain top power.
Agbara oroke giga
incubate my life.
Sata sori aye mi.
Can you shout that louder than anyone? Shout it again loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Marabo sopo kotanya. Nakarabo sopo yabakaya bo shente yaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for bringing us here this particular morning. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We're here at your feet this day. Minister to us by your power. Lay your hands upon us mightily. Open our understanding. Lord, your power is the absolute power. And there is no power that can contest with your power. Any power assigned to affect the destiny of anyone here negatively, assigned to affect the career of anyone here negatively, assigned to affect the life of anyone here negatively, we bury that power now in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon our lives. How many times we leave this place? Let those who see us testify that we have seen the glory of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As we take our Bibles. Meanwhile, I'd like you to bow down your heads and ask the Lord to do something new in your life today. Something new that will move your life forward. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning we're looking at what I call the last great war. The last great war. Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? So that again, there have been many wars in this world. Lives have been wasted.
Wọ́n ti fi ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ayé ṣòfò.
Thousands, if not millions, have died.
Ogunlọ́gbọ̀n ènìyàn tí ìbá ṣe mílíọ̀nù ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ti kú.
Even in our country, we fought a war before.
Kódà lórílẹ̀-èdè wa àti jagunrí.
There is still war going on in many places in the world now.
Ogun ti ṣì ń lọ lọ́wọ́ lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ agbègbè láyé báyìí.
There was a time we had World War I.
Ìgbà kan wà tá a já ogun àgbáyé àkọ́kọ́.
World War II.
Ogun àgbáyé kejì.
But there is still a war coming.
Ṣùgbọ́n ogun kan tún ń bọ̀.
The greatest of all wars.
Ogun tó ga ju gbogbo ogun lọ.
Everything we are doing now.
Ohun gbogbo tá a ṣe ń ṣe báyìí.
Is ushering us towards that last great war.
Ó mú wa súnmọ́ ogun ńlá àti ìkẹyìn yìí.
I want you to understand this very, very well.
Mo fẹ́ kó yé lé kó yé wa dáradára.
It is a disaster to be alive and you don't know what is on the divine timetable.
Àdánù ni kéni yóò wà láyé wà láàyè kó má bo tó ń bẹ nínú àkọsílẹ̀
ọ̀nà. It's a disaster to be alive and you don't even know where we are in the timetable of the Almighty.
Àdánù ni kéni yóò wà láyé wà láàyè kó má mọ bí tá a wà nínú àkọsílẹ̀ ọ̀nà.
Everything that is happening now.
Ohun gbogbo tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ báyìí.
It is pushing and is pointing towards that last great war.
Ohun wa súnmọ́ ó sì ń tọ́ka sí ogun ńlá àti ìkẹyìn.
What believers are expecting now?
Ohun táwọn onígbàgbọ́ retí rẹ̀ báyìí.
Now one of these days it could be during this service or after it.
Wípé lọ́jọ́ kan ó lè jẹ́ nínú ìsìn tàbí lẹ́yìn ìsìn.
Maybe tomorrow.
Bóyá lọ́la.
Maybe tonight.
Bóyá lálẹ́ òní.
Maybe next week.
Bóyá lọ́sẹ̀ tó ń bọ̀.
But like a thief in the night.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí o lè lóru.
All of a sudden.
Lójijì.
There will be the sound of the trumpet.
Ìpè ó dùn.
And then all those who have been serving God the right way will be cut away from here.
Gbogbo àwọn tó sì ń sin Ọlọ́run lọ́nà tó tọ́ á gbà wọ́n sókè.
That's what the Bible calls a rapture.
Ohun tí Bíbélì pè ní ìgbàsókè rí.
Any child of God at all who is planning towards heaven must always be ready for the rapture at any time.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run èyíówù tó múra fún ọ̀run ó gbọ́dọ̀ múra sílẹ̀ láti gba ìgbàsókè nígbàkúgbà.
Unfortunately, few believers are ready for the rapture.
Ó wá ṣe ni láàánú pé díẹ̀ nínú àwọn onígbàgbọ́ ló ṣe tán fún ìgbàsókè.
When that rapture is approaching.
Nígbà tí ìgbàsókè bá ń sún métílé.
Many things will begin to happen.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọkọ ni yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣẹlẹ̀.
And the Bible has told us everything that will happen before Jesus comes again.
Bíbélì sì ti sọ ohun gbogbo tí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ kí Jésù tún tó padà wá.
So the next event in the timetable of the Almighty now.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tí yóò kàn nínú àkọsílẹ̀ Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè
báyìí. All of a sudden one of these days there will be the sound of that trumpet.
Òun ni wípé lójijì lọ́jọ́ kan ìpè ètùn.
Woe befalls the man or woman who did not hear, who will not hear that trumpet.
Ègbé ni fún ọkùnrin náà, ègbé ni fún obìnrin náà tí kò gbọ́ ìró ìpè yìí.
Every activity in the church will have been a useless one if you do not hear it.
Gbogbo iṣẹ́ nínú ìjọ yóò jẹ ohun tí ò wúlò bó o bá gbọ́.
Your Christian name will make no sense that day if you do not hear that trumpet.
Orúkọ onígbàgbọ́ tó ń jẹ́ kò ní wúlò lọ́jọ́ náà bó o bá gbọ́ ìpè.
It is important to pray that that kind of day does not catch us unawares.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì ká gbàdúrà wípé ọjọ́ yìí kò ní bá wa láì múra sílẹ̀.
And when that day is approaching.
Nígbà tọ́jọ́ òun bá sì sún mé sílẹ̀.
When the trumpet will sound and believers will be caught up.
Nígbà tí pé ó bá dún tá ó sì gba àwọn onígbàgbọ́ sókè.
The Bible tells us some signs by which we can know that is getting close.
Bíbélì sọ fún wa àwọn àmì tá a fi lè mọ̀ pé ó ti sún mé sílẹ̀.
Close your eyes, beloved.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìjú wa olùfẹ́.
Ask the Lord to specially open your understanding this morning.
Ẹ wí fún Olúwa pé kó là yín lóye láràtọ̀ lónìí.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was telling you
that
there is a last great war coming. And I was telling you that everything we are doing now is pushing us towards that war. But before this last great war, the trumpet shall sound. And those who have been serving the Lord collectively shall be cut up away from here. And the Bible does not keep us in darkness. It tells us what will begin to happen before that trumpet sounds. Unfortunately, beloved, many churchgoers are certainly not ready for the rapture now. Some don't even think about it at all. Some are still busy pursuing what will disappear immediately they die. Some are busy pursuing vain things. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter
21.
Luke chapter
21.
I read from verse
8.
Luke
21.
From verse
8.
The Bible tells us what signs that will begin to happen before the catching up of the saints.
Come.
Luke 21 verse 8. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. And the time draws. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then say ye unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great, really look at the word great, great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful signs and great signs shall there be from heaven. If you calculate within the last 3 years now, earthquakes have wasted so many lives. Go back to verse 25. The same Luke chapter 21. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. You still remember the tsunami? The Rita, the Katrina, all these, the Bible calls them the waves roaring. The sea and the waves roaring. The sea and the waves roaring. Plenty of it. All this is telling us that something is about to happen. The Bible said there shall be wars and rumors of war. The Bible says there will be increase in knowledge. The Bible said there will be earthquakes. The Bible says many churches will become lukewarm. The Bible says there will be satanic revival. The children of the devil will change their gear to number 5. The Bible says men's heart will fail them for fear. The Bible says that with pestilences. Then all of a sudden, while all this is going on, there will be a sound. And that sound will wake up even the believers that are dead. Then those who are alive too will hear. And they will be magnetized to join their Lord Jesus Christ in the air. Before this time comes, beloved, there will be increasing demonic activities. There will be the spread of the powers of darkness. Born again Christians will be getting confused and receiving very cloudy visions, very cloudy lectures. Jesus came to this planet before. But when he is coming now, it will be a different agenda. He came the first time to die in the sinner's place on the cross. When he is coming now, he will hold the top of the cross and it will become a sword.
He's
coming the second time to execute judgment. He came the first time to save and to seek the lost.
He's
coming back now to judge a rebellious world.
He
came the first time in very great humility.
He's
coming back now with power and glory.
He
came the first time and they put a crown of thorns upon his head. But he's now coming with his crown of glory. He came the first time riding a donkey into Jerusalem. But now he's going to come riding that great white horse and leading the armies of heaven. Came the first time and he submitted himself to the unjust judgment of earthly rulers. Now
he's
coming the second time to deal with those worldly rulers. He came the first time to say, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. But this second time he's coming to tell people, depart into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. He came the first time as Jesus of Nazareth, just as a small boy from a place called Nazareth.
He's
coming back now as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It is important for us to pray that that day when the trumpet shall sound should not catch us unawares. Because all church activities will become zero if you do not hear. Unfortunately, what is going on now, it shows that very few people are heavenly minded. Many born again Christians, pastors, ministers, they are pushing programs instead of pushing prayer. In many churches now, people are more interested in entertainment and excitement instead of consecration. And these days, our Bible colleges are producing more of actors instead of messengers.
We have
many pastor actors and many prophet actors all over the place, but very few messengers.
lori aga iwasu sugbon die ninu won awon iranse olorun.
Many of the present believers are looking for gold instead of looking for God.
Opolopo awon onigbagbe ode odi ohun ti won wa ohun ni wura e ti won fi ma wa olorun.
Plenty of them know a lot of things about church politics, but very few about the anointing.
Opolopo ninu won ni won mo opolopo ohun ta n pe ni oselu inu ijo sugbon die ni won mo nipa ifaduro.
Plenty of pastors who are stealing God's money, no wonder they lay the hands on the sick and the sick never recover.
Ani opolopo olusaguto ti won ja olorun lole atalajo ti won da won le alaisan ta alaisan gba imularada.
The devil is making so many Christians to forget so many things.
Esu mu ki opolopo onigbagbo ki won gba bi opolopo.
The devil is making many to forget that today will determine their rewards tomorrow.
Esu mu ki opolopo o gbagbo pe oni oni yo so ire ti won gba lojo la.
Let people forget that there is nowhere to hide from God. Nowhere.
Opolopo lo gbagbo pe ko si bi teniyan ti le fara pamo fun Olorun.
People don't know that even God can see through your cosmetic Christianity.
Awon eniyan gbagbo pe Olorun le ri o ninu igbagbo yoboke e to nse.
Perhaps you are here now.
Boyo wa bi bayi.
You have a sugar daddy.
Oni baba
ben. You have a boyfriend.
Oni okunrin abale.
Someone you are so close with, you is not your wife.
Oni enikan to sumo tipetipe ti ki saya re.
And you are living in sin together.
O e fi jo pe no ese.
And you are coming to pray.
Esin wa gbadun.
If the trumpet should sound,
dipe badu,
you are going nowhere.
E o lo bi kankan.
And then it becomes a very terrible problem.
Yo wa di isoro lanla.
What will happen after the trumpet has sounded is better just imagine than experience.
Ohun ti yo sele leyin ti pe badu o dara keni o pero re sugbon ko ma ni riri re.
But it will appear as if the devil has put a spell on so many believers they don't even know where they are.
Sugbon jo wi pe esu ti se pe fun opolopo nigbagbo won o ti amo bi to wa.
Forget the words of God.
Papa de oro Olorun.
Forget that the Lord said no sinner shall enter into heaven.
Won gbagbe pe Olorun wi pe elese kan ki yo wo ijobo orun.
Bible says that committed sin is of the devil.
Loni wi pe eni to pese ti esu ni.
They forget that God is not fooled by all these pretensive actions.
Won gbagbe wi pe ise idigbo yi ko mu Olorun.
God's reward,
oro Olorun,
is not according to the success of what you are doing.
Ẹgẹ́ ni kì í kò dá lórí àṣeyọrí ohun tó ń ṣe.
But depends on your motive and your faithfulness.
Ìpò dá lórí èrò rẹ àti òótọ́ rẹ.
And so when God begins to judge sin,
torí náà nígbà tó lọ́wọ́ bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣèdájọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀,
he doesn't judge just your actions.
Kò ṣèdájọ́ ìgbésẹ̀ rẹ.
It goes straight into your heart.
Yóò lọ inú ọkàn rẹ
tààrà. To see what you are thinking inside.
Láti rí ohun tó ń rò nínú.
To see what you are planning inside.
Láti rí ète tó ń pa nínú.
It is better now, beloved.
Ó dára báyìí olùfẹ́.
To have a bank in heaven.
Láti ní ilé ìfowópamọ́ lóde ọ̀run.
Than to have heaven in a bank here.
Jù láti ní ilé ìfowópamọ́ níbí.
Money is not the measure of a man.
Owó kìí ṣe ohun tàbí ìṣòdiwọ̀n ènìyàn.
It's often the way we find out how small you are.
Ṣùgbọ́n òun la fi mọ bó ṣe kéré tó.
Because if your life is not transformed.
Nítorí bí ayé rẹ ò bá gbà yí padà.
Your priorities will be upside down.
Ìlépa rẹ àtoríkòdì ni.
I'd like you to ask yourself today.
Ó fẹ́ ká béèrè lọ́wọ́ ara wa lónìí.
Even as we are sitting down there.
Kódà ni bó ti jókòó báyìí.
Supposing.
Bóyá.
Jesus appears here now.
Jesus ba fara han ni bi bayi.
And he begins to pick his people.
To si bere si ni sha awon eniyan re.
Looking at the heart.
To wo okan.
Are you sure he will pick you up?
So da loju pe yo mu o.
Many years back.
Opolopo odun seyin.
I was in all night prayer meeting going on in a church.
Ipate adura isoru kan lo ninu ijo kan.
120 persons were praying.
Ogofa eniyan won gbadura.
At night.
Loru.
It was in one of those countries where they don't want Christianity.
O je okan ninu awon orilede ti won o fe esin igbagbo.
As they were praying in the middle of the night.
Ti won se gbadura lokanjo oru.
Some soldiers got into the building.
Awon omo ogun kan lo sibi ti won tin gbadura yi.
Fully armed.
Won ni ohun ogun ija lowo.
And they say, okay.
Wa lo da.
You people know that this is against the regulation.
Eyin eniyan yi mo wi pe o lodi si ofin.
And then you are praying here.
E wa wa bi e gbadura.
So okay, get ready to die.
O lo da e mura si ati ku o.
All of you.
Gbogbo yi.
And they cock their guns.
Won si gbe ibon won.
And say, but before we begin shooting.
Awa ni pe ka to bere si ni yibon.
If you are here.
Bo ba wa bi.
And you are ready to denounce Jesus now.
To si setan. lati ko Jesu bayi.
And say Jesus is no longer your Lord and Savior. You don't want to serve Jesus again. You renounce him.
To wi pe Jesu ise Oluwa re mo o fe si mo o ko sile.
Move to one side here.
Wa sapa bi.
But for those who still want to stick to Jesus.
Wa pa da to si fe du di ro mo Jesu.
Can I move to the right hand side?
Wa lo sapa tun.
Trouble started.
Ala ba bere.
Dragging of feet.
Obe iwose, won wose nle.
The pastor moved to this right hand side where they said those who want to seek Jesus should go.
Oluṣagutan lo support nibi ton so wipe awon to fe diro mo Jesu ki won lo.
After some time another person joined him.
Leyin gba die elomi darapo mo.
Then a total of 6 joined him.
Awon mefa na jo wa wa nbe.
All the others just went to the other side.
Awon to ku aposi ni won lo.
120 persons at an all night prayer meeting.
Ogofa eniyan ni pade adura isoru.
Only 7 were ready to die for Jesus.
Meje lo se to lati ku fun Jesus.
The others just went to this other side.
Awon to ku apa ibi ti awon ti o fe gba fun Jesus wa ni won wa.
So just order them.
Awon mo ku pase fun won.
Get out of here.
E jade bi.
And those people,
how are you?
Ran out.
113. Awon ogorun le metala.
They quickly carried their Bible and ran away.
Fesefe.
Remaining this 7.
Walk out meji.
And immediately that happened. The soldiers closed the door.
Awon ogun tilekun.
They put their guns down.
Won gbe bon le.
And said, brethren,
awani ara,
we are the same.
Eyin ikan na ni wa.
Those ones are the hypocrites here.
Awon won yen alagabagebe ni won.
And they did deny vigil together.
Once it just say, show Lupapo.
Whether those people were soldiers or angels, no one knew to today.
Boya omoguaye, na won eniyanye, abi angeli ni won, ko seni to mo doni.
But then it showed.
Amosha ofihan.
That majority of those who sometimes gather for prayers are hypocrites.
Ibe opolo ninu awon to ga to kora jopo fun adura alagabagebe.
And one sin that will get many people to hellfire is hypocrisy.
Ese ko ti o si mu opolopo lo soro apadi o ni agabagebe.
The chameleon spirit.
Ige aye oga.
One front somewhere else.
Won doju ko bi kan.
Another front somewhere else.
Won doju bi kan bo mi.
It's hypocrisy.
Ige aye agabagebe.
And the Bible says the hope of the hypocrite shall perish.
Really see wi pe ireti alagabagebe yo se
te. If you do not allow heaven to transform your life.
Ko ba faaye gba orun ko yi aye
lo pa. Your priorities will be upside down.
Ile pa re atori ko di ni.
The Bible, this book in your hand.
Bibeli iwe to be lowo re.
That many people don't read.
Papalopo ika
is the only book in this world.
Only iwe kan soso ninu aye yi.
That will tell you where man is coming from.
Eyi ti yo so ibi teni o tin po fun.
Where man is now.
Ibi teni yan wa bayi.
And where man is going.
Ati bi teni yan lo lojo waju.
Beloved, the way things are going now.
Olufe bi kan se lo bayi.
A repeat of Sodom and Gomorrah will soon happen.
Isele Sodomu ati Gomora o tun ti fe sele.
God did a thorough work of destruction on Sodom and Gomorrah.
Olorun se ise parun fini fini lori Sodomu and Gomorrah.
Until there is no trace left.
Afigba ti ko ku kankan mo.
In fact, many Bible scholars believe
koda awon akeko bibeli kan gbagbo
that the dead, what they call the Dead Sea.
Ibe ohun ta n pe ni okun oku bayi
covers the rest of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Opo agbegbe to ku ninu Sodom ati Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah that time had a population of about 300,000.
Sodom ati Gomorrah ni tani oduru egberun ohun ni popo to gbebe.
Very prosperous place.
Ilu to serere.
But they were living in terrible sin.
Sugbon won gbe ninu ese to buru jai.
The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is the first time in history that God personally intervened to destroy a center of human population.
Isele to se ni Sodom ati Gomorrah ohun ni igbesi akoko tolorun o ja si iparun lori agbegbe to nse rere ninu aye.
God rained fire and brimstone upon them.
Olorun ro ojo ina ati mi ojo le won lori.
In many instances God will use his angels and other situations to control people.
Ninu awon isele miran Olorun a ma lo awon angeli re ati awon nkan mi lati jari awon eniyan.
When it came to the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, he personally came to supervise it.
Sugbon nigba to di oro Sodom ohun Gomorrah ohun fun lara re lo wa sabojuto re.
The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was so terrible that God decided to carry out a complete spiritual surgery.
ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ Sodom òun Gomorrah burú níbi wípé Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ ló ṣe iṣẹ́ abẹ̀lé wọn lórí.
This is to prevent Sodom and Gomorrah from corrupting the rest of the nations.
Èyí ni láti dẹ́kun Sodom àti Gomorrah kí wọ́n má kó ìdìbàjẹ́ bá orílẹ̀-èdè
tó. What is happening now?
Ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ báyìí
is worse.
Ó burú
than what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ju ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ ní Sodom òun Gomorrah lọ.
So, beloved, listen and listen very carefully.
Olùfẹ́ tẹ́tí bẹ̀lẹ̀ jẹ́ gbọ́.
This world will not stand for too long a time.
Ayé yìí kò ní dúró mẹ́mọ́.
Because
nítorí
of what is happening therein.
Ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú rẹ̀.
In fact, if God does not rain fire on many of the cities of this world.
Kódà Ọlọ́run ò bá rọ̀ jo iná lórí àwọn ìlú kan láyé yìí.
He might have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ó ní láti tọrọ gáfárà fún Sodom òun Gomorrah.
All this is pointing to one situation.
Gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí tọ́ka sí ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ kan.
Men and women are rebelling against their maker.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn lọ́kùnrin lóbìnrin ni wọ́n ń ṣọ̀tẹ̀ sí ẹlẹ́dàá wọn.
And they are heading towards this last great war.
Wọ́n sì ń súnmọ́ ogun ńlá ìgbà ìkẹyìn.
In Revelation chapter 16.
Nínú ìwé ìfihàn orí kẹrìndínlógún.
Revelation chapter 16.
Ìfihàn orí kẹrìndínlógún.
Open your Bible to the book of Revelation.
Ẹ̀ṣinwélé yín sì ìwé ìfihàn.
Chapter 16.
Orí kẹrìndínlógún.
Immediately the saints are removed from here.
Ní kété tá a bá gbé àwọn àyànfẹ́ kúrò níbí.
God is going to release some angels.
Ọlọ́run ó tú àwọn angẹ́lì kan sílẹ̀.
And they begin to pour terrible things upon the earth.
Ó sì máa da ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ohun búburú lórí ayé.
It is good to pray that you will not be around when this is happening.
Ó dára fún ọ láti gbàdúrà pé o ní wà ń bẹ̀ nígbà tó nǹkan náà bá ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
Revelation chapter 16.
Ìwé ìfihàn orí kẹrìndínlógún.
From verse 1.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels.
Òun lákan látinú tẹ́ḿpìlì wá ó wí fún àwọn angẹ́lì méje náà.
Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
Ẹ lọ ẹ sì tú ìkò ìbínú Ọlọ́run wọn ní sórí ilé ayé.
And the first angel went.
Ìkíní sì lọ.
And poured out his vial upon the earth.
Ó sì tú ìkò tirẹ̀ lórí ayé.
And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worship his image.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ kan ìbàjẹ́ sì dà lórí àwọn ènìyàn tó ní àmì ẹranko náà àti àwọn tó ń foríbalẹ̀ fún àwòrán náà.
So the first angel pours his vial of wrath.
Angẹ́lì àkọ́kọ́ ó da ìkò ìbínú rẹ̀ sórí ayé.
The result is a noisome and grievous sore will come upon all men.
Ràbọ̀ràbọ̀ rẹ̀ òun ni pé ariwo ìbàjẹ́ ńláńlá ó dà sórí ayé.
Sore that cannot be healed by any medicine.
Àwọn ojú tí ògùn ìyọ́kọ̀ ò lè wòsàn.
Verse 3.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìta.
And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea.
Èkejì sì tú ìkó tirẹ̀ sínú òkun.
And it became as the blood of a dead man.
Ó sì dàbí ẹ̀jẹ̀ òkú ènìyàn.
And every living soul died in the sea.
Gbogbo ọkàn àlàyé sì kú nínú òkun.
All this will begin to happen after the saints have been removed.
Gbogbo ọkàn wọ̀nyí yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣẹlẹ̀ lẹ́yìn ìgbà tá a bá ti gba àwọn àyànfẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀.
And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountain of waters.
Ìkẹta sì tú ìkó tirẹ̀ sórí odò àti sórí ìsọ àwọn omi.
And they became blood.
Wọ́n sì di ẹ̀jẹ̀.
And I heard the angel of the water say.
Mo sì gbọ́ angẹ́lì tí omi wí.
That righteous O Lord which art and was and thou shalt be and because thou hast judged us.
Olódodo ni ìwọ ẹni mímọ́ ẹni tí ń bẹ ẹni tí ó ti wà nítorí tí ìwọ ti ṣe ìdájọ́ba yìí.
Verse 8.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire.
Ẹ̀kẹrin sì tú ìkó tirẹ̀ sórí òòrùn ó sì yọ̀dà fún un láti fi iná jó ènìyàn lára.
Verse 9.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án.
And men were scorched with great heat.
Ó sì fi ooru ńlá jó àwọn ènìyàn lára.
He said of them to repent, they blaspheme the name of God which had power over these plagues.
Èyí tí wọ́n fi ronú pàdà wọ́n sì sọ̀rọ̀ òdì sí Olúwa Ọlọ́run ẹni tó lágbára lórí ìyọnu
wọ̀nyí. And they repented not that they gave him glory.
Wọn kò sì ronú pàdà láti fi ògo fún un.
Number 2, verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast.
Ìkarùn-ún sì tú ìgò tirẹ̀ sórí ìtẹ́ ẹranko náà.
And his kingdom was full of darkness and they gnawed their tongues for pain.
Ilé ọba rẹ̀ sì kún fún òkùnkùn. Wọ́n sì ń ké àwọn wọn.
The blasphemy of the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented not of their deeds.
won si soro di si oluwa olorun nitori irora won ati nitori epo won won ko si ronu kura.
And the system get poured out its vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water therefore was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
Ikaba si tu igbo tile sori odo nla Euphrates, omi re si pe ki a le pase ona fun awon ba ati ila orun wa.
And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Bo si ri awon emi aimo meta bi opolo, won si tu enu dragon na ati enu eranko na ati enu oleke na.
They are the spirit of devils, walking miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. That is the final war. And already the enemy is recruiting those who will go and participate. Verse 15. So behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And verse 16. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. So this is why people call this last great war the Battle of Armageddon. The battle will bring to a climax.
You'll
be brought to a climax when Jesus now appears. It will be a terrible battle, and the enemy will be defeated. But then the spirits of this Antichrist, the Armageddon spirits, is already in so many lives. And until that is removed from our lives,
we
will be waging war against the Almighty. When we say the spirit of Armageddon, what do we mean? Number one, we mean human beings challenging God. That is, you are living your own life your own way. It is the spirit of Armageddon. You have been conscripted into an army to go and face the Almighty in a battle. Remember the spirit of Armageddon. We mean workers who are not serious. Unprepared workers. Workers who are working for God, but as far as God is concerned, they are agents of iniquity. That's why somebody said the devil's best job is done by those who claim to love God. What do we mean by the spirit of Armageddon? We mean those who side up with Satan against God. Those who will do the wrong things. They say, lay your hands on this Bible and swear that it didn't happen, whereas it happened. What do you mean by the spirit of Armageddon? We mean those who lean on their own understanding. Bible you don't read. If you could come to church like this without your Bible, prayer you don't pray.
Adura,
you are just moving from one prophet to the other. It's the spirit of Armageddon. What do you mean by Armageddon spirit? We mean sowing to the flesh. The Bible says if you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. What do you mean by Armageddon spirit?
Kini itumo emi Armageddon?
You mean you are living a life that does not glorify God?
Oh, de ti aye ti o se Olorun logo.
What you do angers God every day.
Ohun to nse a ma bi Olorun ninu lojojumo.
What do you mean by Armageddon spirit?
Kini itumo emi Armageddon?
We mean unteachable spirit.
Emi ti o peko.
You just hear and hear and hear, but it has not changed your life.
O kan gba o gba sa.
Some have big Bibles at home.
They
bought all the books on holiness.
All
the books on heaven.
The
books on success.
Books
on several things. They read them, but it has not changed their
life.
It is the spirit of Armageddon. What do you mean by Armageddon spirit? It is to decide to perish with your enemy like Samson did. How can it be said that at the last day the powers which you sang upon and said, down, down,
Satan.
Satan, you don't fall for gutter. Macham, macham.
Satani o ti shubu sinu gutter ate omole.
How can it be held that you sang that?
Awa ti se le gbo pe o ko lori yi.
The same powers gathered and say, Mr. Man.
Agbara kan da wa kura jo ogbeni.
You were stamping as us when you were in the world.
O ti awa mole ngba to wa laye.
But now you are here.
Ugbon nisin o benbi.
How can it be said?
Awa ti se le so.
When was mean Armageddon?
Ta ba ku pe Armageddon ni.
We mean sinning without reasoning. Sinning without reasoning. You are committing sin without reasoning. 1997. They brought someone here. What was the problem? A womb was hanging out.
It
was hanging out like this. And said, please pray for me. I don't want to die. We started praying. I lost a son. Why are you wasting your time? Ask the woman. If she will tell you the truth.
That
what happened to the baby? And I says, madam, sorry. Let me ask one question. What happened to the baby? She was shocked. But all of a sudden she recovered again. What happened to the baby? Say, which baby are you talking about? So, well, we can't pray unless we go beyond this one. When she saw that nobody was ready to pray again,
as
a man of God, I'm ready to tell you the truth now. So okay. What happened? She had a child for one man. The man was very poor. All of a sudden one day she met a white man somewhere. And the white man said, I will marry you.
I'll
take you abroad. Give you plenty of money. On one condition.
Lori oro kan.
I don't want to see this baby.
Mo fe ro omo yi mo.
Get rid of the baby.
Yanju omo yi.
Say, ah.
Bani, ah.
She's very young.
Omo de ni.
Okay, let me go and give it to somebody else.
O da je lo gbe fellow mi.
Man said, no, get rid of the baby.
Iyen ni pe rara. Yanju e ni.
So what did she do?
Kilo to wa se.
She opened the mouth of this baby.
O la imu omo yi.
Loaded a whole bottle of Valium tablets.
O si the
baby slept and never woke up. Sinning without reasoning. And now the womb began to drop out. And the white man ran away. Armageddon.
Armageddon.
What is the spirit of Armageddon?
His
spiritual stubbornness. Stubborn people. Stubborn heart. Resistant to spiritual checkup. Resistant to spiritual challenges. resistant to spiritual chastisement. Spiritual stubbornness.
Ori kunkun
is the spirit of Armageddon.
Emi Armageddon ni.
What is the spirit of Armageddon?
Kini emi Armageddon ni?
Is failure in your personal spiritual life.
Oni ikuna ninu igbe aye ara re.
The spiritual life of the person is a failure.
Igbe aye ara o ton olukuna ni.
You can't receive personal revelation from the Lord.
O le ta ifihan fun ara re latodo Oluwa.
Lack genuine humility.
Oh, ni irele
oti. You don't hunger for the things of God.
Oh, ipe bi fun ise Oluwa.
All these are the spirits of Armageddon.
Gbogbo nkan ba wonyi ebi Armageddon ni.
There are some people who believe they can steal from God and escape.
Awon kan wa ti won gbagbo pe awon le ja Olorun lo le ka won si sa lo.
It's not possible. If you come to a place like this now and you are stealing your tithes, you are looking for trouble. Because it will take a lot of things away from you. A lot of people stubbornly stick to their sin. And some praise their own stubbornness. I'm not very easy to deal with. They keep telling you. What is the spirit of Armageddon? It's when you are getting dull and dull at hearing the voice of the shepherd.
Dull.
You are not hearing anything. It is a terrible thing. I want you to understand that if we do not get these things out of our lives, we're looking for trouble. And whether the rapture comes or not, in life, there is nothing as inevitable as death. Is unavoidable. Is the diabolical enemy of man. Men hate death. Many try to ignore it. Many deny it. Some even attempt to forget it as if it does not exist. Some desire to postpone it. Many believe it's for some other people, it's not for them. That death is a silent, ever present enemy. And it reminds all of us of our brief stay here.
As
Lazarus postponed death. He postponed death. But he still had to die. Even after Jesus said, come back to this comfort.
I was
only for a while, he died again. And this time Jesus has gone to his father. Nobody to bring him out again. It is an inevitable appointment. That will remind us of our frailty, from our mortality. Vanity of life. And that wherever you are dispensable. And you see, that is waiting. You may run, but you're still waiting. The most important thing then is for you to position your life to a situation where if God says, come now, then you are ready immediately. Many are not really ready. And this is a serious problem. The wealthy cannot bribe Mr. Death. The strong people cannot fight him. The intellectual cannot outsmart him. The legal giants cannot argue against him.
ninu ejo riro won o le bori re.
It has grabbed them and finished them off.
O ti pa obu, o si yanju won.
The famous cannot impress Mr. Death.
Awon patugbaja won o le mu obeni ku.
The clever business magnate cannot negotiate with Mr. Death.
Awon lopo ninu owo won o le bori ku.
Death takes no price and he respects nobody including you.
Iku
therefore the most important thing is for you to be ready at whatever time the Lord says okay. What do we do? Number one, you need to review your life. That's what we're saying this is
one.
Carry out a review of your own spiritual life now. Are you on fire for God? If everybody in this church was to be praying the way you are praying at home, will there be any revival here? What do you do when nobody can see you in the dark? Do you still go to prostitutes? Do you still drink? Tell lies? Cheat people? Then
you're
not ready yet. The first thing is a review. Analyze yourself so that you can make necessary adjustments. A lot of people are coming to our meetings, we thank God for their lives. But we will be deceiving ourselves and deceiving you if we tell you that all is well, no problem. The Bible says, say ye to the wicked, he shall be ill with him. I was not the one that wrote it, is in the Bible. But it says, say ye to the righteous, you shall be well with him. So if somebody is not righteous and you are praying, you shall be well with him, and he's shouting amen, you are wasting time. Maybe the man you are bringing here, or the woman you are bringing here, is a strange woman or a strange man. And we say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. You will be the first person to scatter.
Boya, iyawo to mu wa bi obirin ajeji ni. Baboko to mu wa bi obirin ajeji ni. Ta si gbadun ta ko ni pe Olorun ti de ko ta le o tuka iwo lo ta akoko ti yo tuka.
Unless you repent
and
begin to do what God wants you to do. Number two, the Bible says we have to be watchful. The Bible says watch and pray. Watch and pray. The third thing you should do is to make yourself ready for heaven. Always at any time be ready. Be ready for heaven. And the fourth thing you should do is to crucify your flesh so that this flesh does not have power over you. No power over your life. And the fifth thing is to obey God. Whether it is convenient or it's not convenient, you obey God. And the last but not the least, in Philippians chapter 3, Philippians 3 tells us this from verse 20. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven. For whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Holiness and godliness is what God is asking you for. Perhaps you just started coming here, or you have been coming here for a while. I congratulate you.
Okay, okay.
But the message you are hearing this morning is a message from the heart of God to tell you that you are in a sinking world. It's sinking really, really fast. And all signs to signify that the end is near is are all happening. And as these things are happening, if we are not ready, it's a serious problem indeed. A pastor left a crusade. A large crusade. Thousands of people were there. He was the last one to leave the crusade ground. So as he was going home, he found that there was nobody on his back seat. He found some people who appear to have been coming from the same crusade. And he said, excuse me, give us a lift. He said, no problem. So these three people were at the back. One was by his side at the front. And he drove. These people began to talk. They began to talk. All of a sudden, somebody sitting at the back said, Pastor, how many people did you think attended that crusade? Pastor said, well, about 10,000 people. The man said, no. There are actually about 15,000. It's okay. Say, Pastor, how many of these 15,000 people who were at the crusades, do you think we make heaven? If the Lord should come now. Pastor said, out of 15,000 people, I should think maybe about half of them. Maybe 7,500. The man answered, no. No. In that crusade ground of 15,000 people, only 7 people can make heaven there right now. I said, Pastor, even your name is not there. When he had that, he stopped the car to look at the back. Nobody was sitting there again. They all vanished. Even the one at the front had vanished. He became serious from that day on. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. You need to talk to the Lord. I will not teach you which prayer to pray. But you cry to the Lord yourself. Anything that will make hellfire to harvest my life. Anything that will make the devil to laugh last over my life. My Father, take it away from my life. I want you to change me. I want to be a different person. I don't want the trumpet to sound and I don't hear. I don't want to be accused of coming to church in vain. I don't want all my activities to be wasted. Begin to talk to the Lord yourself. Talk to the Lord yourself. Talk to the Lord from your heart. We are not here to joke this morning. This is a very serious matter. My Father, anything in my life that will make hellfire to harvest my life, anything in my life, anything in my life that will make heavens to run away from me, anything in my life, that will make me not to hear the sound of the trumpet. I come before you today.
Oh
Lord, take it out of my life. 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 It's important for you to talk to the Lord from your heart. Tell the Lord to change your heart. To change your life. So that the enemy will not harvest you at the end of the day. What is the point in coming to church? When at the end of the day the enemy harvests your life, speak to the Lord yourself, cry unto him this morning, and he should break every evil habit and set you free from every choking power. If you are here this morning,
oh, Baba, be low, Roy,
and you are not born again, you are just coming to church.
Oh, see that to be open. Why let just me?
You've not yet surrendered your life to Jesus.
Oh, see, you are here for Jesus.
Wherever you are,
the
while all eyes are closed now,
but you are did by
just raise up your right hand.
No, what? No, that's okay.
You want to surrender your life to Jesus this morning,
oh, God, you are here for Jesus, low, Roy,
so that you not perish with this sinking world.
Go, Baba, shake, you are here to read.
Whatever you are, just raise up your right hand.
No, that's okay.
And say what I'm going to say after me.
Oh, see something. What's it telling me?
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of
Jesus,
I come before you now. Lord Jesus,
yes, Olua,
come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name.
Lord, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Let's find a way to the altar so that we can pray more with you. I want you to pray like this. As we're praying this prayer now, the Lord is revealing somebody here. Even as of now, you still smoke Indian hemp. You've tried to break free, but you did not succeed. If you are that fellow, just find a way to this altar here and be on your knees so that the power of God can break this evil habit from your life and set you free today. Perhaps it is not in their help you smoke. You still smoke cigarettes. You hide and smoke. Find a way to this altar to and be on your knees so that this yoke can be broken off your life today. To remain where you are without coming means you want to perish in the
body.
Everybody will shout this loud and clear. As many people as are serious with their spiritual life. Bondage in my heart. Can you say this loud and clear?
Everybody know, right?
Look at that sister. I see a sister at the back there.
Bori alabirin kan lohun yen.
You are smoking hemp. Come out.
O gbo jade o.
The university student.
O je akeko ile eko giga.
Come out.
Jade o.
Don't say my parents will find out. You better come out now.
Ma so wi pe awon obi mi o ri mi mo je jade bayi.
If not, you want to perish with the bondage.
Bi o ba je be o fe segbe pelu ide yi.
Bondage of the heart.
Ijoko.
In the name of Jesus. Masikaya boshente raba katenda raba. Ribosapanda kaya boshente raba. Let the bandage of the heart be broken. Let it break.
Let the bandage of
the heart be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Masikala boshente rabo kotenge ya
boshente ya bara
ribo sopondo ko ya boshente ya bara
boshente rebo kopo ya ba
in Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Say this again loud and clear too.
So we are lay low rara ba kan na.
Arrows of sliding.
Oh, faita.
Release my life.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Sliding. Release my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. So anything in my life, that will make you to ban me from heaven. Many people have been banned from heaven already. And they are in hellfire now. Some are traveling that wicked route. You need to recover your way from that route this morning. Anything in my life that will make you to ban me from heaven. My Father,
Baba, me.
Take them out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Everybody will shout this again loud and clear.
Gbogbo wa ti ki de Olorun lo rara.
Please.
E jowo.
Please, I beg you.
E jowo mo be yin.
If you pray this one and your voice goes away.
To ba gbadura yi to hun re si ha.
And you get the breakthrough.
To si rala ja be gba.
You will have made a good bargain here today.
Owo to to lo se nbi loni niyan.
You have made a good bargain here today.
Owo to to lo se nbi loni niyan.
Daniel Olukoya.
Olusegun Akintola.
The devil will not harvest you.
Esoni kore aye re.
Open your mouth and begin to declare
that.
Rikasa Nikantra. Narimo sapanda kaya bo shente yaba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Lay your hands on your chest again.
Ejawo ile aya lekan si.
Blood of Jesus.
Eje Jesu.
Cleanse my heart.
Foko mi ba.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Blood of Jesus, cleanse my heart, cleanse my heart, cleanse my heart. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my heart. Blood of Jesus, cleanse my heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu,
All eyes closed. Raise your right hand to the heavens now.
Say,
my Father,
Baba-mi,
I claim favor. Everywhere I go, I claim divine protection. Everywhere I go, the enemy will not harvest my life. And my breakthrough shall not be swallowed. I pledge before you, O Lord, I will not allow this world to deceive me. But I will live for you. In the name of Jesus. Shout aloud, amen. Let us share the grace of fellowship.
Let us show your fair. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah.